The question is there a reason there are no female monks in Gurudeva's order? Answer is, there are no female monks, but there are female nuns. And yes, we do have brahmacharinis, but what we don't have is a lady guru who's competent enough to manage an ashram for them. We used to have on the island of Maui, and she passed on, and that ended the nun monastery. So we have arranged with Amritanandamayi Ma ashrams for our female brahmacharinis to go there for their training and continued worship. There are several in the United States and three or four in Malaysia, and they distinguish themselves by wearing white. The question is, from a cyberspace devotee, holding on to a mental image, is that the same as having desire for something? And actually, the force of desire can be directed by your desire to direct it and your willpower in directing it. It is one life force, and it's up to you to desire what is best for you to desire. This one force is a creative force, a force that preserves, a force that can destroy. Many people destroy themselves with their desires. They keep telling themselves what they cannot do, all the bad things that might happen to them. And they send that force of desire out to the world and walk into their own destruction. And still others use their force of desire in creative, constructive ways, bringing inspiration from their superconsciousness, their higher nature, and they are manifesting around themselves possessions, wealth, friends, and still others have done that already and want to preserve what they have, but they do it with the same force of desire.